know you wanna leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg, sweet darling, please don't leave me, girl.
Not many people can be called a living legend. Otis Williams is definitely one who can. As the last original member of the music group The Temptations, Williams is continuing to sing his way into the hearts of millions of people worldwide. The Temptations achieved fame as one of the most successful acts to record for Motown Records during its five-decade history, racking up a record-breaking number of top 10 mid-60s hits. The group was unique among the label's acts with the fact that all the vocalists were able to sing leads, succeeding with a variety of material from ballads to heavy R&B. Classic hits from the band include My Girl, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, Just My Imagination, and Get Ready, and the list really can go on and on and on. Otis Williams and the Temptations will be at the Mahawi on Sunday night at 7 o'clock, and it's a great honor to welcome Otis Williams to the program this morning. Sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Sounded good to me.
Well, yes.
I mean, I would go out to see the Temptations if I wasn't the Temptations the way you rattled that off.
You know, here's the thing. I'm reading this list, and we're listening to the music coming in, and there is a moment, it puts you into this nostalgic high and just of joy. And I can only assume that is a feeling that, well, sure, you know, traveling stinks. But once you're on that stage, it's a lot of fun.
You're right. You know, that is the great balance to what we do. You're right. Traveling can be what it is. Traveling, you know, going through different time phases and, you know, dealing with the airplanes or however. But once we hit that stage and you see, you know, our fans' face light up like a Christmas tree, waiting to be entertained, waiting to hear the My Girls and Just My Imagination and Treat Her Like a Ladies and what have you, that is a great, great turn on.
What do you think there is about, with your perspective of going back so many years, of what do you think there is about the music that is so infectious and quite frankly so mood altering in the sense that it captures you and brings you to a time and a place in one individual life?
Well, I think basically Motown has always been known for making great songs that any and everybody of any walk of life can relate to, you know, can identify with, can aspire to have or to be or what have you. And when I listen to our songs, when we go in the studio to record, sometimes we try to get very slick with some harmonies and whatever. And then we would say, no, let's keep it K-I-S-S, keep it simple, stupid. And by that I mean the songs that, you know, the My Girls, when you first hear the first few notes, it's so simple that a five-year-old, if they were playing with their kid toys on the floor, they can hum that. So we've always tried to keep our songs very relative, where people can say, I remember that song, I know what I was doing, I know where I was at that time. And that's the secret of having a great song, that it crossed all barriers, all walks of life, that people could identify with and enjoy hearing and just relate to in general.
You use the word secret, and it's funny because, you know, it's not a formula, because if it was, everybody would be doing it. There is magic there as well that allows that to happen, and for your group, happen repeatedly.
Yeah, you know, we were just at the right place at the right time. Like I've always said, that Motown came along at what they say was the most tumultuous decade within the last 100 years, and that was the 60s, because everything was happening during the 60s, but yet through all the craziness and the change of life and what have you, here comes this little two-story family flat, 2648 West Grand Boulevard, that housed all these talented people and made such fantastic music that it was like right at a very good point in time, because we were going through some crazy changes back then, but Motown's music was like a soothing ointment to a troubled soul.
How impacted were you as a group by what was happening elsewhere in the label? So you would be doing your thing, and then you
right.
you have all of these other incredible Motown acts that are doing their thing. So is that, and as you say, and then add to that the craziness of the world at the time. So how were you at all influenced and impacted, or were you sort of allowed to do your thing in your corner?
Well, we were impacted with what was happening. You know, in the world at that time. But I think one of the things for us all back then, we just stayed focused. We knew we were at a great place in time being at Motown with all the, you know, the creative chemistries that was happening. We were like in a somewhat like a cocoon, you know, that could not be, you know, hit by anything that's happening in the world at the time. And Motown acts, you know, the Motown songwriters, Motown producers, and everybody there, we just stayed focused. We knew we had a good thing here at Motown. And, you know, it was like we were impervious to what was happening in the world, even though we knew what was happening because we were a part of the world. We traveled and did one-nighters, and we were faced with the prejudice, you know, and all the craziness that was happening at the time. But through it all, we stayed focused, and we knew what we were doing was something good for everybody to enjoy. You know, when we went to a place in down south, we performed the first time we went there, and there was a rope that was right down the center of the auditorium. Blacks on one side, whites on the other side. We came back to that same place the next year. There was no rope down the middle of the audience. Blacks and whites were sitting side by side, high-fiving, booty-banging, and enjoying what was happening on the stage. If it was not for the tears and the sweat that we were sweating from dancing, you would have seen our tears. It brought that kind of enjoyment, and it was so moving that music, Motown's music, could change that. So it was something very special, and I will always remember, and thank God for letting me be a part of something that is still loved today.
Yeah, I can't imagine how emotional a moment like that
must
be. When you think about, I mean, here you are, this group is one of the most successful groups in music history, and you talk about the success in keeping that focus, but you know, it's no secret that there are a lot of groups, a lot of artists who would say, all right, yeah, this is fine, but there's got to be something else, there's got to be more. And you know, they go around and it doesn't work out as well. And it I guess it speaks to the fact that if you have a good thing and you stay with it, it can work out very nicely.
Yeah. Well, we were very dedicated, and that's what we wanted to do, was to sing and perform, like I'm sure all the other artists and acts that was coming along at that point in time. But we just stayed focused, and like I said, we realized after a point in time that we were at a unique place being there at Motown, and it was just something that was very, very special. And the more years passed and I reflect back on, I really realized even more so today than I did back then. We kind of had a feeling that Motown was something special, but when you get wise, you can use the years as looking in a rearview mirror, and you see where you come from. It's very special, you know, and it's just one of those things that we were placed at that point in time. I always tell people now, you know, Detroit was known, is known as the Big Three. She's a Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors. Well, now I tell them it's the Big Four: Chrysler, Ford, General Motors, and Motown, because Motown has become so impactful that when people come into Detroit, most cases they want to go and see Hitsville, USA, and it is that kind of attraction. So, like I said, we were just at a very special place at that point in time, and it was just a wonderful venture.
Otis Williams and the Temptation will be at the Mehewi Theater on Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Go to mehewi.org for more information, mehewi.org. Otis Williams, what a great honor and pleasure to speak with you. Safe travels, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you very much. It's been good.
A great pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, same.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.